Yeah, for HF, that's all I am using. I'm using a Wyndham antenna, an off-center fed dipole, and I've had that up for, when I got my general license back in 2005, it's been up since then, so it's been up 20 years, and I kind of check it every couple of years, and everything's still fine. The SWR is still fine, and the reflective signal is doing what it's supposed to do, so I haven't touched it. But yeah, I know back when I put that up, I bought it and it was probably $60. And last time I looked, Radio Waves is about the only company still selling one, and it was $100, and I think now $120 or somewhere around there for it. But that's really worked out well for me, considering the space that I have. I have the center portion of it mounted to a 10-foot mast on the chimney on my house, and then the longer leg runs out to the telephone pole out front, and the shorter leg runs out to my garage out back. So it's kind of higher in the middle, lower at each ends, and it's kind of in a little crooked L type of shape, so it's an inverted L V, I guess. But it's worked well. I mean, I've worked all of Europe. I've worked into Japan. I've worked into South America and northern tip Africa area and that with it up to Alaska. So it seemed to have worked. It's worked well over the years.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I wonder a lot of things, but I wonder if it's probably cheaper just to buy an antenna. And buy the wire nowadays, it's ridiculous. But, you know, back in the day, I had enough wire laying around where I could have did something, but not anymore. So, yep, and, a new house and stuff. And, yep. Oh, well, you know, I'll figure out something. I might just do an inside. I got a really nice antenna tuner. Well, I think it's nice to me. So, you know, I could tune it in. But the more you got to tune, the more you lose.